Thank you, New Hampshire. Tonight we made history.
As Mitt Romney wraps up his audition to be the Republican nominee, he continues to fight for control of his image.
Mitt looks like the guy your mother points to and says, "Why can't you be more like him?" He looks like a former Tarzan, Mitt.
I mean, you can't get more presidential looking than Mitt Romney.
Is that guy a Pixar character? Like, is that even... He looks like an alien pod had created him to be a president. Like, somehow it found a handsome guy.
With all of the televised debates and the campaign commercials, pop culture becomes a kind of irresistible template to try to get a handle on candidates like Mitt Romney. And here to help me figure out where else we've seen this movie before is David Edelstein, the movie critic for New York Magazine. David, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
So why do you think so much of the commentary about this one guy, Mitt Romney, treats him as a character?
Well, because if you were a casting director and you submitted Mitt Romney, you would be laughed out of the office. They would all say it's too on the nose. He looks too much like he's supposed to look. You know, back in the 60s, remember when we threw out all the glamorous leading men and we fell on people like Dustin Hoffman? There's still part of us that looks at somebody like Mitt Romney and just says he's not real. Nowadays, if you have a Brad Pitt, if you have somebody who's stunningly handsome, in order to be taken seriously,
it's hard.
They have to ugly themselves up first.
Right.
They have to play a junkie, a scratchy junkie, and Mitt is never going to do that.
Well, and it's interesting. When, as you say, movie stars became less pretty in the 60s and 70s, it was also the time when there was this, when the certain kind of Romney-esque American president was cast over and over and over again, this kind of waspy, square-jawed, gray-templed guy, of which he is the amazingly perfect Hollywood exemplar of another age.
Except he is a Mormon. And now Mormons are now suddenly the squeaky clean, you know, the role that wasps used to fill before we chucked out the patriarchy as we did. You know, it's only the Mormon culture that has, I think, clung to that archetype in the same way.
That's interesting. So in the way that he seems like a 50s person, mm-hmm. that's partly, we think, maybe, arguably, due to the Mormonism. Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal recently wrote that Romney is, quote, a little like the father in one of those 1950s or 60s sitcoms. And, well, let's listen to Ward Cleaver to remind us and our listeners what he was like.
You know, Dad, it's funny.
What's funny?
Well, whenever we cook inside, Mom always does the cooking. But whenever we cook outside, you always do it. How come?
Well, it's sort of traditional, I guess. You know, they say a woman's place is in the home, and I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, that explains about Mom, but how come you always do the outside cooking?
Well, I'll tell you, son. Women do all right when they have all the modern conveniences. But us men are better at this rugged type of outdoor cooking. Sort of a throwback to caveman days. Hand me those asbestos gloves, would you, Molly? Well, there's no sense in us cavemen burning our hands.
No, I loved Ward Cleaver, not as much as the My Three Sons Fred McMurray character, but Ward Cleaver was a good guy. Doesn't being Ward Cleaver in this crazy 21st century moment help you as a candidate?
But do you remember what happened in the 80s and with the advent of David Letterman? We started to watch those shows as camp. But you look at Ronald Reagan. We a lot of us came up with the father knows best, My Three Sons comparisons when Ronald Reagan
Absolutely.
Became president. But Ronald Reagan, although he was not a method actor in Hollywood, he was rather wooden, was an unbelievably great method actor when it came to playing president. And he also had core values. And you know that, you know, even if you didn't believe a word that was coming out of his mouth, you knew that he believed, you knew he
was selling it. At that moment, he believed it.
At that moment, he believed
it. The same way Bill Clinton could tell various fibs and cut corners. But he believed it at that second.
Bill Clinton's mind worked so fast that he could project more sincerity than the greatest Hollywood actors, even when you knew he was feeding you a line.
The other kind of character, movie character, that Mitt Romney reminds me of is the sort of nice guy, second lead character in a Kate Hepburn movie that she's supposed to like and she's supposed
right.
to marry, but really wants to go with Cary Grant.
You're thinking of Ralph Bellamy.
Ralph Bellamy character. Yeah,
very squared off shoulders, very kind of studiously bland, very earnest. You know, you're impressed by him, but your erotic fantasies don't go there.
Which describes apparently the Republican Party's feelings about Mitt Romney. Yeah, we're gonna marry him, but we want to have these exciting guys for a while first.
You can't marry that guy.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I thought I'd be for it at first, but you just don't seem to match up.
Then the fool's with me.
Well, maybe so, but all the same, now you can't do it.
No.
He's also referred to, and I think I have more than once referred to him as the robo candidate, which is an easy, cheap shot shorthand. And I was thinking about that and looking at old clips of Max Headroom from the 1980s. There is this, bless him, relentless upbeatness. He never gets angry. He never scowls. He never goes for the red meat the way so many other candidates do.
That's what's so remarkable about it. All of the classic Hollywood political movies are all about someone being relentlessly programmed by handlers, moving away from his or her core values.
Henry Fonda.
Right.
Yes.
In The Best Man. And then at the end, rejecting them and giving some sort of big speech in which he throws away the prepared text and speaks from the heart for the first time and wins the adoration.
Well, not at the end yet here. He could do it.
It's true, although I haven't seen much evidence of spontaneity in the persona he's projected so far.
Now, if, as we presume, he is the Republican nominee and he's running for president against Barack Obama, it's not two characters that you'd start with if you were trying to make a movie or a TV show. They're both these tall, skinny, elitist Harvard grads, right? I mean, they're similar.
Yeah, in fact, it's a little weird, you know, with Obama's sort of comparisons to Will Smith. You'd really look at Romney and Obama together, and you'd want to say, wait a minute, shouldn't they be two detectives? Shouldn't they go out and solve murders together? Why are they debating each other? I mean, there's just something about them that is just classically Hollywood.
David Edelstein, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
David Edelstein is the movie critic for New York Magazine. So, what movie or TV character do you think of when you think of Mitt Romney? Who did we overlook? Tell us at studio360.org. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?